Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and I'm running a little late, sorry about that. It's been a lot going on, and today I kind of took a break from a lot of it just to give my head a little bit of a rest, and I had a bunch of stuff made up, and I'm going to play a couple videos tonight. The other night I had stated that we shouldn't be thinking that we won anything. We haven't won any victories. Nothing's going to change. This is all bullshit. Okay, the UK, they're relaxing the rules because Boris got caught with his knickers down. So now he's complying to the game because, you know, he wants to run. You're going to have an election there. Ontario Ford is coming along. Oh, I feel so bad. Those people lost their jobs. I feel so a fucking asshole. And there's nothing he feels bad about. Bit of a dick. Then you got Bonnie out west in BC. Oh, we gotta relax the rules because the people over there are just telling her they ain't listening to her. So they gotta come up with regulations to make it look like they're still in charge. And yet this wino that's got a wine harvest has the audacity to regulate everybody except herself. She can now sell her shit anywhere. She's a millionaire. Ford's a millionaire. Ford made, he was worth $3 million when he got started. He's worth about $50 million now. These people, you know, they need to have their assets completely removed. The money they made during this time should be taken from them and redistributed back to their respective provinces to all the people that lost their businesses. But I digress. You know, they are what they are. And if you're having any, and anywhere other place in the world, I don't care where it is that you're in, and you are having a relaxed moment. Some countries are still progressing in an agitated and aggressive way to make sure you get the jab, you get the jab, you get the jab, you get the jab. I am telling you, you better get ready for round two. Power shortages, food shortages, access regulations. In other words, you're not going to be able to travel unless you got your little, you know, digital ID like they're going to be doing in Europe. Europe is going to be having a digital ID. The mark of the beast is here. This is the mark of the beast system. People are saying this ain't the mark of the beast because of X, Y, Z. And I always say to people like that, you know, you really don't get it. The Bible just doesn't happen like a Disney cartoon. Boom, it's here. Everything's progressing to a accumulation of those prophecies that everybody's talking about. But we are in that mark of the beast system. This is just a training exercise to get everybody adjusted to it. So they will minimize any rebellion or retaliation. You are going to not be able to pull up your socks without some sort of technology watching you and monitoring and studying you. That's where this is all going. It's almost there now. Everyone's talking about 5G. 5G. 5G has been here forever. I had people send me articles about airlines complaining about 5G. That's not 5G. That's 6 and 7G. 5G has a limited range. This is what gets me, that everyone is still talking 5G. The antenna. These antennas have all been upgraded. Again, you're not paying attention. And nobody's really paying attention. And I've come to this conclusion, or this discovery actually, recently, that most people today, right now, even the ones that have been hearing my show, have forgotten things that I even said 2 years ago. That has been in other alternative mediums 2 years ago. They have already forgotten these things. It astounds me. I get a guy contact me now on email. Oh, you know, in order to get my degree, I got to get the jab. I got to get the jab. I mean, are you effing kidding me? I'm astounded more than ever on this. That in order to get your little candy bar, you're going to hit the, you know, this is Pavlov's experiment. I'm not sure if some of you remember who that was. Pavlov's experiment was an experiment done through testing a stimuli reaction. In other words, if you had a mouse in a cage and he hit the blue button, he'd get a peanut. If he hit the red button, he would get a shock. Every time he hit the red button, the shock would increase. So eventually, the stimulation would happen that if he had continued to hit the blue button, he'd have peanuts all over his cage. He'd be having a heyday. Oh man, look, another peanut. Ooh, hit that one. Shit, that one hurts. I think I'll go for the peanut. And this is the same thing. This is the same thing. You know, one is left, one is chosen, one is left behind. People that are choosing or are chosen are the ones that have been chosen for these injections. They have chosen these injections. The ones that are left behind, the ones that haven't been. Somebody say, well, you're misinterpreting the Bible. I don't think so. I think the raptures are the ones misinterpreting the Bible in that regard. One's taken, one's left behind. People that are being taken into the abyss. Ones that are being left behind are the ones that are not following that path. But I digress again. We are no longer in our right frame of mind. I've come to this conclusion. And we are allowing this system to treat us like Pavlov's experiment. If you get the jab, we'll give you the candy. If you don't get the jab, you can't go in the store. You can't go here. You can't go there. Well, then don't go. Is your life worth that candy? That's my thinking. Maybe I got it all ass backwards. Who knows? But I'm thinking that if I got to take a jab in order to kiss their ass, and then you know what? I'm not going to take the jab. In fact, they can kiss my ass. That's how I look at it. And you have to understand that we are dealing with a demonic entities of all kinds trying to persuade mankind to accept willingly their demise. This is what all boils down to. Now, some of you don't believe in devils and demons. Some of you believe in aliens. Well, it's the same shit, no different. Some believe the aliens are going to come save you. They're going to save you, all right? They're going to save you for dinner. We are no longer, we need to have a certain sobriety of what's really going on today and retain that sobriety. As long as you're going to keep on playing the game the way they want you to play it, you cannot win the game. How can you? The game is rigged. The board is tilted and not in your favor. So when I see all this stuff, and you should see the emails I get. It blows me away. How people are so feeling victimed. They have to do this in order to get that. I mean, whatever happened, just say no. Some are worried about, you know, they're getting a degree or getting a job. Well, what if the degree or the job or the position is going to be costing you something dear? Look, they're predicting, you know, or forecasting. Those of you who don't like the word predict. Most people are going to be dead in a year from these shots. So you get your degree. Oh, I got my degree. Oh, yeah, look at me. I'm an educated fool. Got my paper to prove it. Ooh. And you're dead a year later. What good was that degree? What about you? I got the position. I got the dream job. I got the job of my dreams. Oh man, I'm there. Yes. And then a year later, is that job worth it? I don't know. Maybe we've lost our priorities and values in this system. I mean, we are living in an inverted planet. We are living in a bizarro world. This is for sure. I have come to the conclusion that the longer I am alive, the more I see that everything in this planet is inverted. Good is bad. Bad is good. Up is down. Down is up. Left is right. Right is left. Light is black. Black is light. Everything's all fucked up. Everything's all screwed up. Everything's all messed up. And it's like, and we're not making any effort at this point to stem the tide or make the change. There's a handful that are trying. The frustration and the infuriation that we have is we are fighting a battle on two fronts. And it's so easy to get caught up on a small victory thinking we're making headway. And yet they're still propagating the agenda. What they're doing now is and anybody can see this, is that they would just pay attention. They have gone with the vaccines as far as they're going to go. They know that they've got a group of people that are just not going to get vaccinated. So the next step is to force them to be injected. So what are you going to do? You're going to take away their food. You're going to take away their power. They're already taking away your jobs. And eventually they're going to take away your money. They will blackmail and extort people into this one way or another. As long as you're willing to accept the bullshit, they're going to keep, because they know sooner or later a lot more people are going to cave in. Because people have forgotten how to think. People have forgotten how to take the initiative. You become so reliant and so despondent on the system that you can't live without it because you no longer know how to. And when something like this comes up, the first thing that happens is this panic. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? How are we going to do this? You know, where are we going to, you know, one thing after another. Instead of, well, they've taken away my job, I'll start a business. Instead of, okay, they've taken away my access to the food market, I'll grow my own food. Or, instead of, I don't have any money, I'm going to barter. These concepts are like me speaking Russian to an Aboriginal or an African speaking Swahili. That's about how, you know, apart this is now, because the perspective isn't there. And the problem we have in Canada, the biggest problem we have in Canada, this country has never grown up. It hasn't. Petty little things cause this country to come unglued. Petty little things. This country has never seen a civil war. Maybe it needs to. Maybe we need to have an insurrection against the system we have right now. Maybe that will wake the country up. Maybe we need to be invaded by somebody to make us then remember what we have in this country, because we apparently, Canadians, have lost the perspective of what we have here. The fact that we have a problem with just a linguistic problem in this country. Are you effing kidding me? We're going to divide the country over linguistics. The stupidity on that is on the nth degree. It really is. It's about as stupid as in America having to be a divided country because of a color, a skin tone. A fucking skin tone of all things. And yet the real problem in Canada and America, the real problem we have in both of these countries is the government itself. That is the problem. The banks are the problem. The corporations are the problem. And yet nobody looks to fight these things. It's astounding. It's astounding how the corporations, the banks, and the governments have hid behind these agendas that cause the greatest divisions in these respective countries. And it's the same all over the world. It's the same all over the world. The ridiculousness of having issues that are regional in terms of minutia has all been created by the government and the banks and the corporations. And you know what? This was going on back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s to this current day. We will be in a war. By you mark my words. This is 1920 all over again. We will be in a war. We got the roaring 20s. We had the viruses, bird flu. Then they had this whole economic, you know, everybody was making money. Then everybody lost their money, like what's going on right now. Bitcoin, they're trying to shut it down in China and Russia and the United States, and everyone's trying to shut down Bitcoin because it's the alternative to the dollar. They'll squelch that eventually. They will. They have to. They'll have to squelch that, and the value of money and everything else around you will also be squelched. They're going to wipe out everything. There won't be anything left. Then, when people are desperate, they'll start a war. They'll come up with some bullshit somewhere, the Ukraine. Okay, they're saying the Russians are now trying to put somebody in power in the Ukraine that is Russia supportive. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. America's been doing that for the last 50 to 60 years. So has Russia. So has France. So has the United Kingdom. Yeah, so is China. Nothing has changed. Superpowers everywhere on the planet are putting people that are pro whatever that they are. Pro-Russian, pro-this, pro-that. Because the Russians don't want a missile up their ass. They don't want to have to be dealing with that. They need that buffering between Europe and them. I mark my words, Russia did not have the military power that it has. They would have already been conquered long time ago. Patton wanted to conquer them back in the Second World War. They were held back. You know, so China, they were going to conquer China some time ago too, but again, they were held back. They were told no, back off. So we know that something's in control of this planet to regulate the governing bodies that exist, to regulate the wars that are going to be carried on, the regulating, the reshaping of this planet. It's nothing but pure evil. And again, it's all by design. It's all by intent. Just like in Canada. They didn't want Canadians to be united from pillar to post, top to bottom. They wanted Canadians to be separated. They wanted Canadians to have an identity that didn't have an identity. You know, what is Canada known for? Hockey, telephone. Some of the greatest innovations of the planet have come from this country. The arm that they were using up in space program in the States. And other things, insulin, all kinds of stuff. But, you know, those things are minor contributions in history when you look at other countries and what they've done. But nonetheless, those are still profound contributions to the world. But as a people, you know, there is nothing here that keeps us glued to the ideologies of Canada, because we don't have any. Not really. What we have is a group of people coming over here, immigrants primarily, first and second, third generation immigrants, that have built this country, built the communities, built the cities, and have grown together to form a community. And as a result, these communities have got bonds with each other. That's what we have. And Canada's got some unique qualities in that regard. But the worst thing we have in this country, the worst thing we have in Canada, is the government. It is the second most corrupt government in the world, right beside India. It is the government, followed by the banks and the corporations. That is what is the bane of this country. And that is what has caused people in this country to stay in the state of slavery that they've been in for the last, since its inception. But it's gotten worse in the last 20 years. And in the last 2 years, it's gotten beyond tolerable. We've allowed a corporation, a drug industry, to extort Canadians from having access to their entitlements, reinforced by government officials who are corrupt to the core, who have been bought and paid for like prostitutes, to enact the directive of these drug companies. Look at Australia. Australia's been screwed every which way but loose, for crying out loud. And the only reason that happened is because they lost their guns. Max Egan's saying that they gave up their guns. He said they were because they were forced to. No, they should have said no. They should have banded together and said no. There's no excuse for that. But Australians, like Canadians, are pretty tolerant people, and they submit to a government authority, which is not a good idea. Not always. Not when it comes to your personal entitlements. That's when you need to take a stand. This is what happens when you don't. You wind up like Australia. Australia is a good country too. You got a lot of, you know, same thing like Canada, same like New Zealand. Yet they're being effed by the same problem. They're worse than being effed. They've been raped over there. You know, especially New Zealand. I look at New Zealand, what they got there. I just shake my head. You know, what demon possessed their country? That's how I look at it. God Almighty, what happened there? Getting it back is going to be difficult. Don't think for 1 minute that your prime ministers or your presidents or your premiers or your governors are going to give you anything. They are not going to give you sweet F.A. Nothing. Zero. They're going to give you the impression that you won something. Some of you are saying, well, I'm just being negative. No, I'm not being negative. I'm very pragmatic. There's a difference when you call the shot as it is instead of trying to talk pie in the sky. Oh, we're going to be free again. No, you're not. You're just again, and I'm telling you this so you don't sit on your laurels and thinking that this is going to happen. If you can't smell the coffee, you're just going to be in a coffin that much quicker. I'm going to play this. This is from a priest in Rome. It was funny because I did the show. I shouldn't say funny. Divine timing. Let's call it that. Divine timing. I did the show the day before saying the same thing. And then he comes out. And he's almost saying exactly what I said. It was amazing. I was like, holy shit. Now, either he listened to my show and just repeated it. Or he's saying the same thing. And I'm assuming he's seen the same thing. Because I don't think my show, you know, has that kind of an effect. But anyhow, listen to this. You know, it's well worth to listen. You might make, because, you know, you're hearing it from me all the time. You think, oh, Tony, you're just too out there, too negative, too this, too that. You know, you got to lighten up a little bit, man. We got a little bit of hope here. Let's don't squash it. No, I'm not squashing hope. I'm giving you a reality check so you don't lay down. They walk all over you. Treat you like a rug. Wipe their feet on your head. Okay, let me point this out. Hold on. All right, here we go.
From Rome Info Video. My name is Brother Alexis Pinello, and I'm the editor of FromRome.info, an electronic journal about news and commentary regarding Italy, the Vatican, the Catholic Church. It's pretty obvious that when the Great Reset is defeated, that things have to be done entirely new. And elections are coming up in Spain, in Australia, and in the United States in this year and in many other countries. And I want to warn you not to vote for the parties that are agreed to lock you up, to gag you with masks, and to approve the lethal serums. It should be obvious, but I don't think everyone's figured it out, that all these political parties are just going to stab you in the back again. They don't deserve your vote. They deserve a noose around their necks. That's what they deserve. So vote for new parties that are anti-vax, anti-mask, anti-dictatorship, and anti-Great Reset. But be cautious. See if these people were always against the pandemic or they're just singing a new song. Yeah. Because it's pretty clear now that the Masonic lodges of the world are not all on board with the Great Reset. Some of them are smart enough to realize this thing's not going to win out. We've exposed ourselves too much. The people have woken up too much and too quickly, and we are losing control. The signs of that lately are Bill Gates said the big problem in 2022 will be popular dissent. He also said that the pandemic will end. He's an agent of Skull and Bones, the Masonic Lodge in New York City, which is a filial lodge of the Prussian Lodge of Berlin. And they're the ones who are the chief architects of this. There's also indication of a former high-level minister in the United Kingdom that said the vaccination program should be stopped. I'm not saying he's controlled by Masonic lodges, but they wouldn't let him speak, I think, if he somehow didn't have approval from someone. And then there's that Joe Rogan interview in the United States. That's just everyone, you know, 50 million hits. Everyone's cheered on. There is no way in the world that an interview by an obscure independent journalist would get 50 million hits unless the Masonic lodges and big tech are allowing it. Now, why would they allow a counter narrative? Because some of them have obviously decided this thing's going down and we need to bail out. and start pretending we're the friends of the people again. And so beware in these elections who you vote for and what their agenda is. And spend your time on social media if you have that ability or in private and expose the fake opposition, which is in many countries much bigger than we realize. Here in Italy, it's about 95% of all political parties. So be cautious, be aware, and be ready to keep up the resistance. Just because the person said he's against the Great Reset doesn't mean he's not a Masonic lodge trying to maintain the control of the families in BlackRock and Vanguard investment funds. The way you'll prove it is they were always against the Great Reset. They're not only advocating that it end, they're advocating that everyone involved hang. And that all the wealthy of the world who are in on it, because they obviously all were, none of them oppose it, have all their assets taken away from them, every last penny, and that they hang too. And if you're not supporting that kind of political resistance in the upcoming elections, your vote is wasted.
I have I agree with him on just about all of it, except the fact that it's not over. It won't be over. They will continue this assault. We are going to have power shortages. We are going to have food shortages. We're going to have communication network breakdowns. We're going to have, they're still pursuing the digitizing of identification. So this is not stopping. And I don't believe any of the politicians, especially in Canada, who the fuck are you going to vote for? They're all crooked right to the core. You've heard Ford. If you don't listen to your health minister, you're done. Health ministers were controlled by the drug companies. Ford wasn't fighting for anything. Like I said, he made $47 million during this time, the last 2 years, because his business was untouched. Yet all these businesses right across the board in this the province were losing money, and they're still losing money, and a lot of businesses are still closing. Yet that bastard made money, and he's, oh, I feel so bad. You know, again, like this priest said here, they're now pretending to be your buddy. Don't be goopy. Don't be tolerant. Be intolerant. There are times when you need to be intolerant. How many times are you going to, you know, forgive so they can just screw you over again? Forgiveness comes to people who repent or want to repent. None of these people are going to repent. They're going to wipe the sweat off their brow, hoping like hell that they don't get caught and hung. I take this to the next level. Not only hang the people that are involved here, but even hang their bloodlines. Because their bloodlines are going to come back in a generation or two, and they're going to do it all over again. This is never going to stop till this is completely nipped in the bud. You know, and like I said, the agenda is still not stopping. It's still not stopping. If they're talking QR codes in order to go in anywhere, to get into a restaurant, that's such bullshit. We are entitled to go into a establishment that's open to the public. So if you got a store, your store is open to the public. You're not supposed to really discriminate against anybody. And I'm going to play something else now. This came out of Manitoba. Again, to give you a little bit of a heads up here. So if Costco or anybody else decides they won't let you in because of a QR code or whatever bullshit or a mask, you know, which are not a legal law, and if someone's afraid because you're not wearing a mask, that's their problem, not yours. You're exercising your free rights. They are exercising their free rights. If they are exercising their free rights to wear a mask, that is their right to do so. If you're that stupid, in my humble opinion, then yeah, put it on. Hell, don't just put one on, put 10 on, you know. Wear a body condom. I mean, do whatever. It's your call. Me, myself, personally, I don't feel the need to wear a mask because I don't believe anything's out there. I've been saying that for 2 years as well. What we are seeing is a flu epidemic that's been hitting everybody. You know, and everyone's like, I got COVID. How the frick can you have COVID? When you don't even know what it is that was released. But again, the media, you know, everyone listens to the media, and everybody's forgotten how to think. This is what stuns me more than anything. People will watch a program, get sucked in, and all of a sudden now they're repeating what that program has brainwashed them to say. Then they send me an email, and I'm like, oh, really? Have we already forgotten that they've never identified this? Have we already forgotten that these vaccines were all designed to kill you? Everyone's talking about, I mean, the last, it blows me away. Oh, we have a new outbreak of a new variant. Really? What new variant? We never found the first variant. So we got all these things coming out. This is something, again, nobody thinks about. The variants didn't come out until after people got injected. And this has been proven time and time and time again. People who are more susceptible to the corona or COVID or variant or whatever the flavor of the day is because they got the shot. 90-95% of people that are in the hospital today are the ones who've been injected. Imagine that. Now we're going to talk about variants. Really? How many of you didn't get the shot and feeling great? Never had a problem? Nothing? You had no problem breathing? You might have caught a cold or whatever, but just passed. Then how many of you got the damn shot and all you're sick all the time? You know, I get people saying, oh, I regret taking the shot. Is there anything I can do to get it out? And I write them, no, you're screwed. Then everybody's sending me emails about all these things that they're saying they can get it out. And I don't get it. Like, I don't understand this. The literature that I put out alone, indicating, showing you the genetics and the DNA and the RNA and explaining how this gets in and there's no way you can get it out. They don't read this for some reason. Now, I'm pointing this out to a lot of you because a lot of you that listen to the show write me these letters. Read the information that's posted below in the links. You read them. Because if you're not going to read that and you're going to keep on believing the bullshit, eventually you will get the jab. Eventually you will start believing the horse shit. And eventually they're going to stick a needle in your ass or wherever they're going to stick it. And you're going to be part of that. And then when you start collapsing, then you're going to send me an email cry, can you get this out of me? Oh, I'm dying. Oh, you know, and I'm going to say, no, can't get it out. You better realize, like the Matrix says, it's a battle for your mind. It's a battle to convince you of something that doesn't exist. It's a battle to get you entrapped and making the opportunity for you to freely choose. The whole thing, doesn't matter what you believe, what ideology you believe, whether it's New Age, whether it's Christianity, Judaism, Quran, Islam, the Vedics, Buddhism, the native beliefs. It all boils down to free will. And if I can get you to willingly give up your entitlements, to freely surrender to the agenda that's here, all they've done is provide the weapon or provide the temptation. If you eat this fruit, you'll be like God. If you eat this fruit, you'll be protected. Nothing's changed. Basically, it's the same thing. You'll be like God. This fruit can't hurt you. Nothing's changed. So when the free will gets involved and you freely choose, you know, for whatever reason, because there's no one's holding a gun to your head. No one's holding a gun to your head except for maybe the natives. The natives maybe up north had a gun to their head in order to get these damn jabs. Who knows? Because I never understood that. I just talked to a friend of mine who's native, and she said she was, where was she from? She's up northern Ontario. And I said, I don't understand it. So we're talking, you know. I said, I don't understand the natives here. I'm lost here. The natives have had us jammed up there, our sideways, and yet they lined up to get these jabs. She said, it's mind control. I said, yeah, I have to think so too. But I often wondered sometimes, because the reserves in Canada are spread out in the middle of nowhere, did they actually threaten them to get the jab, or they were going to blow their brains out? So there you have no free will. That's a force. That's force. That's, you know, you're being forced. Just like the Uyghurs in China. Muslims that they have put in these isolation camps, they're being forced. Forced. That's different. But here in Canada, there's no one holding a gun to your head. Just a lot of propaganda and bullshit. And you're freely surrendering your soul, essentially, to a tech that's designed just to take you out. Notice the traffic. Notice the traffic outside. It's getting thinner. Even rush hour traffic is thinner. Notice that? Now some say, well, people are staying at home. They're not coming out. That may be true. Could possibly be the only answer. But I'm also thinking a lot more people have died. Died from these injections, which are not being reported. That's the other thing, too. The media is a government-run agency. In Canada, the CBC gets tax dollars to run, yet they don't report anything that the general public needs to hear. They only report what the government tells them to report. Anyway, watch the CBC and believes that bullshit. I got some Canadian cheese to sell you on Mars, which we can send to Uranus just to put in the order. You know, because that's what we got, propaganda. We don't have news here. It's all theater. So, like I said, when we're looking at some of this shit that we're being that's being promoted, oh, if you get the shot, you can go travel. Well, now you can't go anywhere because they locked down the airlines. So much for traveling. Did somebody lie again? Oh, you get the shot, you can go to a restaurant. Oh, we got to shut the restaurants down. We may have a major outbreak. Can't go. Like I said, I don't understand how nobody picks up on this. You know, people are awake, should be picking up on it. I'm assuming they are. But those who aren't awake, I mean, it just blows me away. Well, you know, I got the shot so I can go to a restaurant, but they can't go in now. Let's thank Queen's Park for the bullshit. Queen's Park did this. And then, again, a government agency did this, created this problem. The drug industry created this problem. Okay? The banks are creating a new problem with QR codes and digital identity. Imagine that. Digital identity is another thing. It's an oxymoron. Why would you surrender all your personal information to any institution that could be overlooked by governments, agencies, financial agencies, drug agencies, any kind of agency? What would it take then to siphon off your resources that you have in the bank? Well, the bank is protected, really? Is it? So that means that if the bank decided to siphon your resources, then you would have to be the bank doing it. Or could it be a government agency? Look at China. They got that digital shit over there. Those people say anything against the government, they get locked down. They so much as jaywalk across the street, they can get locked down. Is that how you really want to live? Is that how you really want to live? To have your assets, your resources being controlled by a third party, an outside party, that at any given time, they want to stop you from accessing what you worked for all your life to be taken from you. That what you want? You need that much control in your life? You have to be, are you that such a puppet where you can't think for yourself, you can't take care of yourself? You need a agency to take care of you? Then truly, you're pitiful. You never grew up? But the unfortunate reality is the minority of us who don't want this shit will have that forced down upon us too. If they are trying to force these injections upon the minority, they will also try to force that shit on you as well. This is just a training exercise to get everybody on board. And if they can't get everybody on board, those who don't get on board will either be eliminated one way or another. Either you'll self-eliminate by going off-grid. They will put you in a concentration camp and then do whatever experiments they want to do to you. Or they'll wage a war against you saying that you're a terrorist or some shit and then take you out. That's how the game is played. It's all propaganda. All lies, all bullshit. We are living in an inverted planet. All right, let me play this other thing here for Canadians. Okay, and this may apply to Americans and Europeans as well and any other place in the world that has a similar system of government. Hold on. Let me get it ready. Go.
After saying, you know why. So this is a very, 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 very important message for people who live in Canada, specifically people who live in Winnipeg, because this is what's going on, Winnipeg, Manitoba, right now. I just got off the phone with the Human Rights Commission. If my business were to not let somebody in or somehow discriminate against them based off a medical condition or religious reason or the fact that they do not have a illegal vaccine passport, my business or any other business who discriminates them by not giving them access, letting them in, etc., is liable for thousands of dollars in fines and court costs. And I know what you're thinking, these are government. No. The government cannot intervene in a dispute between a private person and a business or two businesses. So what does that mean? That means that when these businesses discriminate against you, they're going to try to say that they're following the government mandates and think that the government's going to help them. But these mandates are illegal. And that being illegal, the government is not going to help them. And what are they going to realize? That they're all on their own. And all you business owners out there who are trying to discriminate against people and ask for a vaccine passport, you're setting yourself up for a lot of legal costs. And I'm going to say one more thing to everybody out there. And I'm glad you're listening. I hope you're listening. I'm going to say this to everybody out there. Any place that you know is asking for a vaccine passport, you go there and you have them deny you service because you don't have one. And when that happens, you're going to contact the Human Rights Commission and you're going to file a complaint. And then you're going to get a file number. And then you're going to give a statement and tell them exactly what happens. And then that business is going to get served because this is a legal proceeding. And they're going to have to answer to these charges of violating your human rights. You don't need an exemption for this of any sort. You just need to be a human being who has made a decision to not put a substance in your body that you don't believe in. That is your right. And because you chose not to, a business does not have a right to discriminate against you and not allow you access. So please share this. Share the shit out of this. And every single person, you want to be able to make a difference? All the people going to rallies, all the people going into stores with no masks, all the people protesting, all of you. We need to get together and we need to file human rights complaints against these businesses. And when these businesses realize that it's their money on the line and the government's not going to back them up, guess what's going to happen? They're going to think twice and they're going to realize that this is all smoke and mirrors. And they're going to realize that they're on the wrong side. But it might be too late for some of them because you might be bankrupt. Once again, every single business that asks you for a vaccine passport, that is absolutely legal. You go to that business, you video record them denying you. You get the documentation of whoever the person is you encountered and the business information, and you file a human rights complaint. You want to take the control back?
There you go. There you go. There you go. This may be applicable as well in the United States and other places. So again, this is something you may want to look into. But again, this bullshit, and I mean, it's all bullshit. It's been bullshit from day one. And you know what? The bullshit ain't going to stop. I'll tell you why it's not going to stop. Because they will, okay, you will win these battles here and there, but they're going to go and continue to extort Canadians. Okay, the only way we're going to get rid of this shit, and in all honesty, is to remove these people that are in power today. And once they're out of power, we put people back into power that are there for Canadians. Not for the fucking treaties with the UN. Canadians. Not for some bullshit with China. Canadians. And the first thing we need to do is get rid of these damn taxes and tariffs that are slowing down any kind of prosperity within this country. And the next thing we need to do is get rid of all these effing taxes that we got. These taxes that they've enacted are nothing but corruption and extortion. Okay, you got to make more money because you got to pay more tax in order for you to have the same standard of living you have right now, because these taxes keep going up and inflation keeps going up. They're inflating the housing market in Canada. None of these houses are worth the money that they're asking for. $1 million for a dump in the ghetto? Are you kidding me? This house has character. This house has history. This house is broken down and needs a lot of work. But for today's deal, it'll just run you $1 million. You know. And yeah, and again, it's a greed factor, because as the prices of these houses go up, people think they're going to be making more money. But you know what? Unless you're moving to a country, a developing country, you're going to have to find another house in wherever you're going to buy. And it too is going to be inflated. So you're not really going to come out ahead. So like I said, it's all bullshit. I mean, why are we paying the money in this country for the price of gasoline? It comes from the frickin' country. You know, it's refined in the U.S. So why are we paying so much? It's made here. Why are we paying so much for a car here? These cars only cost about $7,000 or $8,000 to build. That's including the wages. Cost of building these cars have not gone up since I was hauling the auto parts way back in the 80s. Same price. Paying $75,000 for a frickin' pickup? That blew me away when my buddy Mike Chrysler showed me a picture. I said, what? $75,000 for this? He says, yeah. He said, and they go up higher. A price of a small house to buy a vehicle. Speaking of which, why don't we have our own car company in Canada? See, like I said, there's a lot of shit going on in this country that makes no sense. A small handful of corporations and businesses control the major population. And the wages here pretty much blow. $14 an hour, but you need $20 an hour to live. Makes no sense. So like I said, there's a lot of things that need to change in this country as well. And the first thing we need to do is get rid of these leaders. Like the priest said, you know, all of a sudden they're singing a song. And, oh, yeah, you know, I feel so bad. No, yeah, I'm so bad. Oh, you know, and because now they know that their election time is coming. And they're not going to kiss your ass. They're going to kiss your ass so deep that their nose will be rubbed into it. Just to get that vote. And the vote means nothing. The vote means nothing either, because we've seen the votes are rigged in Canada and the United States. Like I said, this whole thing needs to be totally revamped, completely revamped. You know, we need to understand that we're no longer living in a world where it's for your particular government or people of the community. I was watching a Twitter video. The Croatian president got up and addressed the UN. Then he addressed Macron. I said this the other day. And he gave Macron a major dressing down. Called him a hypocrite. And telling him that the people in France had the right to choose whether or not they wanted to be jabbed. And not to be abused into it. See, they're gonna manipulate the people of France as well. They're gonna do something in France. They're gonna either have food shortages or whatever, you know. Something just like over here. Macron came out and said outwardly that he was going to make them pay in France. And we got our prime minister in Canada. What has he done? He's calling everybody a white supremacist that didn't take the jab. I have friends of mine that are a little bit darker than I am. I wouldn't call them white either. I don't call myself white. They also refuse these jabs. The guy, like I said, the government is trying to start a racial program in this country. Now, I have news for most of you in Canada, just in case you aren't aware of the fact. But in Canada, the primary population here is a people of European descent. You know, they classified as English and French primarily, but you got Germans, Ukrainians, Lithuanians, French, Italian, people from Spain, from Portugal, you know, from Austria, from Italy, all parts of Europe, Switzerland, Sweden, Norway, Finland. They happen to be light skin tone people. Some people from the southern European, from Croatia, from Bulgaria, from Ukraine, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, they happen to be light-skinned people. And Canada predominantly has this kind of ethnicity in the country, primarily European or European descent, just like America. So the guy is trying to start a racial strife in this country, should be arrested. Where's the Mounties? He's trying to cause insurrection. Where's the provincial police enforcement? Where is the local police enforcement? Where's CSIS here? Guy's trying to start an insurrection in Canada. Trying to start a race war here in this country. Now, if I went out and said something along those lines, or you said something along those lines, oh, hell, they'd have thrown your ass in jail, threw away the key. So, like I said, he owes Canadians as a whole, everybody in this country, an apology for being a racist. Or maybe, perhaps, he's shown his true colors, that he actually is the racist. And he's in a position where racism has no place in government. Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? The hypocrisy of it all. Welcome to Canada, eh? Where double speech rules the land. Yeah, you know, I mean, like I said, we need to really wake up and listen to what these people are saying, not just hearing their words and getting all worked up emotionally. I get worked up emotionally as well, just like anybody else. But I understand what he's saying and doing. And when I hear the bullshit that he is saying and doing, I get a little annoyed when I hear it, because I understand what he's doing. He's creating another dynamic or another problem for this country. We don't need a prime minister or a premier speaking about both sides of their arse. We don't. And we sure as hell don't need them to stimulate any kind of racial profiling. They've already damaged the country with their linguistic division. You know, French and English, French and English, French and English. Well, okay, no problem. Well, we're not going to have English. We're not going to have French. Okay, no problem. That's what you want. But look what it's done. Look what it's done. You know. So like I said, we need to realize that they are going to fragment Canada further. They're going to break it down further. And there is going to be major divisions in this country that are going to get more stressed, and they're going to crack. And a lot of it's going to have to do with, again, the program of the day. The, you know, what they want to do. See, they got to compartmentalize Canada. It's the only way you can control Canada. You know, you got out west, you got Bonnie, and you got Kerry, and you know, and their bullshit out there. Then you got Ford here, and then you got, you know, the premier of Quebec. Okay, and you got the bullshit going on here. The eastern seaboard, they're pretty much wrapped up. You know, they're already bought and paid for, because again, they're poor there, so they have to rely on government money. So they're, oh yeah, yeah, whatever the government says, oh yeah, we're going to follow the government. Yeah, yeah, they're right. There's not going to be any challenge there. They're broke. They got nothing. They've learned to live off, they've learned to be welfare recipients. Mm. You know, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, pretty much the same. They're kind of like the hidden sleepers. But again, you know, they're screwing them as well. And God only knows what they're doing to the territories, because you don't hear anything about them. Not here, anyway. So, like I said, you know, we need to really take a look at, you know, what's going on here and pay attention. You know, there's so much happening. Okay, I did tonight also, I put in three things on there, which I've shown before, but I'm showing you another angle of certain things that when we're looking at the metaverse, that metaverse is a very dangerous place to be. Because if you lose your life there, you're dead. They have, in every way, shape, or form, have sabotaged everything in such a way that no matter where you go, whatever you get into, you really have to be careful what you're getting into. In there, they show a young woman, you know, getting into the metaverse, and she thinks she's in the disco, blah, blah, blah. Somebody's taking her home. He basically is boinking her brains out. It turns out it's the AI constructing itself within her, using her DNA. It was actually well done in the sense that it was showing you, if you paid attention, the interaction and the interfacing between technology and DNA, using her resources to build a new construct, which can be done, by the way, altering the DNA, changing the DNA, programming the DNA. We are living in a world today where things couldn't be more dangerous in that regard. And then also to showing you how technology can also be used to affect changes in the DNA, where it can affect everything, the way you look, the hair color, everything. So again, I want you to watch these things with that in mind to make you realize that we're no longer just living in a world don't assume anything. Don't assume anything. You know those glasses in which that movie They Live? There may actually be a way to make those glasses, I found out today. So anyway, I'm looking into it more. But it may allow us to see things a lot clearer. So I'm going to be taking a look at that as well. And if I can come up with a way of making it, I'll express that on some future shows, if it can be done. I don't know, because the material is now taboo. It's very hard to get that material. In fact, you have to have a high government clearance in order to get the material. That's how effective this stuff can be. Alrighty, I think I'm going to wind her down. I think I'm going to wind her down. I think I'm there. Yeah, I'm going to wind it down. Listen, I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. Read the Gospels. I can't express that enough about reading the Gospels. You might find some answers there. You might not. It's up to, but you'll never know until you read. It's important that you check things out for yourself. So when I tell you to read the Gospels, I'm not telling you to believe or not to believe. I'm telling you to read the Gospels so you can see for yourself what's written there. It may have a life-changing or profound effect on you, and again, it may not. But read it. Read it for yourself. Before anybody can make any judgments about Jesus or what he said or did or what Christians, blah, 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 read it. I cannot make any judgments on someone who's a Muslim or someone who's believing in the Judaic beliefs until I read their text to understand where they're coming from. Until I do, I can make some presumptions, yes. I can judge them by their actions, yes, that I can do. But to be able to judge somebody because of their doctrines or dogma or whatever, I can judge based on what I believe as a standard, but until I actually look for that information, I really don't know. And I'm saying the same thing to everybody, read the Gospels, because that is what I've read. And I'm saying to read them so that you all understand, you know, that there's something there. Now, again, what you're going to find is going to be up to you. And you never know. It may actually take you to Christ. You never know. Read the letters. Read the Book of Acts. You can see how the church grew and had birth pangs. Look at the Book of Revelations. Like I said, that is the game book, the playbook they're going to be using. And if you read that, you might be able to understand where we're heading. It's important that you read it. I also stated in the top part of the show, because I put in links and everything, There are people there who as well are trying to help you out in whatever form or fashion that they know how to. And I believe most of them are very ethical people that are trying seriously to help you. So in any way, shape, or form, you can provide any support, please do so, financial or otherwise. If you can't provide any financial support, that's okay too. The thing that I would ask that you share the information with everybody you know. Share. Like I said, the life you save or the life you help may be somebody else who may not have seen this information before. I get people all the time sending me emails saying, I just found your website. I just found your pod. I just found your YouTube channel. I just found your BitChute channel. You know, share it. And I know that's because people are sharing the data. And I am grateful that you're doing so. So share the information. You never know. You never know who it's going to reach and who it's going to touch. I also say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.